Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning, talking with Logan Ray, the owner of Slumberland here in Mexico. We talked a little bit about you being involved with the Chamber of Commerce, but you're also involved heavily with the JCs here in Mexico. Tell us a little bit about that, your role with the JCs and kind of a little bit about what they do.
Yeah, so I am the co-president of the Mexico Chapter JCs. We're also kind of known as the Junior Chamber, but I'm co-president with Marissa Leitze, who's become a good friend of mine, who her and I partner on a lot of things together, so it just kind of made sense that we tackle this this organization together. But her and I are serving the second year of our term. After this year, we'll elect somebody else to step in for us. And then we'll just kind of continue being involved with JCs and help out where we can. But I've been on the JCs now for 3 or 4 years. I've loved every minute of it. I mean, it is a lot of hard work, but the JCs just does so much for the community. But some of the things we do, the big thing is we host the Soybean Festival. We organize that. We put it on. And we've actually seen a lot of growth in the Soybean Festival the last probably 3 or 4 years, to where, I mean, we're needing to find more room for vendors. We've secured a carnival now for the last several years, and we've been attracting a lot of bigger crowds for bigger and better bands too, which is awesome. So that's kind of the main thing that we do. After that, we do the Fat Tuesday meal. Mm-hmm. So, Matt, I don't know if you've had any of that.
I'm fat, and I love Tuesday meals. Yes,
make sure you order like 3 or 4 at a time.
Right, so. That's right.
But, so we put that on. That's usually like a 3 or 4 day event for us to cook and prep. I think this year we set a new record on meals sold with closer to 750.
Wow.
We're still not sure on the exact amount because we have started doing more of a buffet style for factories and stuff that are ordering, so... It's a little tough to gauge it exactly, but it's pretty close to that. But, big thing that we donate to is called Camp Wonderland. So it is where we cover, basically, we'll call it a scholarship or sponsorship for campers to go and attend. If you haven't heard of Camp Wonderland, I strongly suggest you check it out. The JCs, not necessarily just here, but as a whole, were a big reason that this place started, and it is really just a place for any, you know, adults to go that have disabilities or special needs, and they can go and just feel normal, like a normal camper, which is really cool.
It is cool. Yeah. We want to go back to the Soybean Festival.
Yeah.
I know that it is only April, but, coming around rather quickly. There's a lot of planning, a lot of legwork that goes into this. Last year, a big hit because you brought back a local favorite, Jake Clayton, who does a lot of his work in Nashville now, but he was here at the Soybean Festival. Will he be here for a second consecutive year?
He has agreed to come back and be our Saturday night headliner, and I know weather kind of made it tough last year, and it kind of put a damper on things, especially during the day, so, but he brought a crazy crowd for Saturday night, even with the heat and then the monsoon that came through. I mean, there was like a river going through through the square. But so my suggestion is that if anyone is coming for the Saturday night to watch Jake, you're going to want to make sure you get there pretty early, probably when the bands start, just because we are anticipating some pretty large crowds to come and see him and listen to him. And I mean, he is just so talented.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I sat there at the end. He played Devil Went Down to Georgia with the fiddle behind his back.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that, Matt, but that was
seen a video, and I haven't seen it live, but I'll tell you what, he is impressive and amazing. Yeah, no doubt about it. August 23rd and 24th this year is whenever the Soybean Festival is going to happen.
Yep. So the carnival usually starts setting up kind of the middle of that week. Usually about Tuesday or Wednesday, so just keep your eye out for that too. That'll be a pretty good sign on when things are going to be getting going that weekend. But yeah, we've got the 23rd and 24th at the, and then Friday night we've got Lick Creek Band, who has a lot of local ties. So, and huge shout out to Marge Graff, owner of Graff and Sons, because she is not only covering the stage this year, but she's also covering the cost of that band to come, which is a pretty substantial savings for us, so that we can, you know, work, focus on giving our money to the community and,
it's amazing. Sending
campers to Camp Wonderland.
I don't think Marge gets enough credit for a lot of things she does around this community.
Not even close, and she does it without even blinking an eye. She, if you ever need something, she's always there. She'd probably give you the coat right off her back. It's, yeah. You know, is how much she means to the community.
Wonderful, wonderful lady. Yeah. We are going to end things here with the wild card question that we ask everybody at the end. It's not written down anywhere here, no. Logan. It's nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
So if money is no object for the Soybean Festival, what is the one band or act that you would want to bring here?
Yeah.
And you get up on the stage and you sing a song with them.
Oh, gosh. I've got to go with, it's my wife and I's favorite band. We've seen them now, like, I think 4 times.
Uh-huh.
She's seen them a lot more. She introduced me to them, but it's the Randy Rogers Band.
Okay.
They are pretty dang awesome.
Yeah, country?
They're country. They're based out of Texas. They kind of play like smaller venues like the Blue Note, but they'll go and open for bigger names. Like, I'm sure that they've opened for like Kenny Chesney and Jason Aldean and guys like that, you know. And I doubt they have ran around with Morgan Wallen or anything, but you never know.
Right.
But I know actually we've got a April Thomas, who owns Sparkly Pig.
Yeah,
she's a big fan of them too.
Really?
Her sister and her husband, and yeah, we've ran into them at a concert before, so I know that they're big fans. But yeah, it would be really cool to see them come here. It'd be a very different way to manage the Soybean, because they would probably bring a pretty good crowd. But yeah, that would easily be my favorite and go to for
very
sure.
Very nice.
So,
well, I'm gonna put my call in to Taylor Swift and see.
Oh gosh,
you know, but she's still not accepting the phone call.
Yeah, good luck on that. Yeah, right. You know, maybe see if Travis will hook you up somehow. I don't know.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking some time out with us here on Meet the Community, and I appreciate everything you do for the community here in Mexico. Thank you so much.
Happy to do it. The Mexico community has given me back tenfold, and I'm just so grateful for everything that Mexico and Autran County have done for me and my family, and happy to be here and to have a business here in town.
All right. We will definitely keep an eye on how things are going with you in the future here in Mexico and Slumberland. And once again, Logan Ray, our guest here this morning on Meet the Community. You can tune in for another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.